Come on and give the Lord some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we can do a little bit better.
Hallelujah.
About wrapping gifts and this morning, unwrapping gifts. Yes. But we're going to unwrap this gift.
Amen.
Come on and give God some praise.
Yes.
I was listening for the last couple of weeks on how the pastors have been presenting the Lord. Pastor Gardner presented the manger. And Pastor Relaford was talking about the glorious child. We're going to look at the glorious God.
Right.
That's what we're going to look at this morning.
Amen.
Now I'm going to do a little bit of teaching before we get into the word. Not too much. We don't want to try to turn this into a Sunday school class. But when you look, I always like to kind of give information. We're going to be in the book of John. So you can turn to the book of John, the Gospel of John in the first chapter. And the information is, when you look at the four Gospels, you know, a lot of times people over the years say, well, the first three say the same things. No, they do not say the same things. They present a picture. They present a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what they do. Matthew, in Matthew's Gospel, the message is, behold your King. Behold your King. That's what Matthew presents. Matthew presents, behold your King. Behold Jehovah's King. The book of Mark tells you or instructs you to look at Jehovah's servant. Jehovah's servant. He is the ideal servant. And that's what we're supposed to also portray. The book of the book of Luke presents him as Jehovah's ideal man. He's the ideal man. That's what the book of Luke presents. And lastly, but not least, the book of John. The reason why it is different, it tells you to behold your God. Behold your God. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. We're going to start in the book of John, the first chapter and the first verse. We're going to read and then come back and we're going to kind of jump a little bit here. It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Come on and give the Lord some more praise. Some of the thought that I had was, you know, looking at, you know, kind of Pastor and I, we kind of tease each other and we talk about the Gospel of Cecil B. DeMille and how it doesn't give a true portrayal of what the life of Christ is. But the thought I had was back in those pictures when they did want to present something or they wanted to honor somebody, they would get all of the people and get all of his friends together and they would say nice things about the individual. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to say nice things on his birthday about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Come on and give God some praise up in this house. Now, let's go. In the beginning was the Word. It says, in the beginning of the ages. That's what that means there. In the beginning of the ages, before there was any age, was the Word. Before time took place, was the Word. Now let's go. We're going to jump a little bit. Go to Hebrews. Now, I explain what I'm talking about. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. So I'm going to keep that in the mind. In the beginning was the Word. Before the ages were set up, before the space-time continuum was set up, the Word was already pre-existing in order. And this word, this individual we talking about, his name is Jesus. So let everybody know what we're talking about, the Word. His name is Jesus. Now, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we're going to start at the third verse. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. What that means is, he says, through faith, we understand the worlds were framed. That word worlds that were there doesn't mean planets. That word worlds there means time and space. It means the ages were set up. The ages were framed by the word of God, so that to the end, using our mental vision. Now, he didn't set it up. You know how we think things grow, like you put a seed into the ground and the plant begins to grow. No, he didn't set it up like that. God prepared each and every age that he would pour out or his great power. Each period of time is set up by the word of God so that he might dispense his great power. The Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost got together and they put this in operation. They let the word go forth. Man. The word, who is your God, go forth and do this. Now let's go back to John. So God set this up. He set up time and space first. Time and space. The invisible God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Meaning he had no beginning because he was before time and space. He's the one that set up time. So that now time is for man. God set up time for man. So that we might observe seasons and all those things. Therefore, when God, sometimes we get frustrated because God don't move when we think he ought to move. Because God set that up for us. He didn't set that up for himself. So anytime God moves is the right time. Why? Because he is God. He's the one who set it up. He was before the ages. He is the Ancient of Days. Come on and give the Lord some more praise. And the Word was with God. Meaning that he was personally present with God in the beginning. He has a relationship with God. God the Father and the revealed Son. Okay? And the thing about this is the relationship is the same that we should have with God today. He is our Father. In the same way that he was Christ's Father, he is our Father. Therefore, we should have that same relationship. The relationship talks about nature. It doesn't talk about, like, if my father was up here, he looks just like me. Okay? But it's talking about the nature. The nature and the character of God, that is what we have to have. What is the nature and character? The nature and the character is love. The nature and the character is peace. That is what we as Christian brothers and sisters are supposed to allow to come forth through our lives, and that will let everybody know that we are who we say we are. See, it's not just about talking anymore. Anybody get on TV talking about they're Christian and they this and they that, but it's the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When they come in contact with you, what do they find? When they come in contact with you, is their love. When they come in contact with you, is their peace. Do they feel better when they come in contact with you? If they feeling better when they come in contact with you, it's not you, it's the word that's in you. Come on and give God the praise, because he is the word. And the word was with God. Now, jump to John 18. We stay in chapter for the 18th verse. We're still talking about the word here. It says, now no man has seen God at any time. No human eye has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, the exception is Christ, the anointed one. Christ is the only begotten. He was in the bosom of the Father. Once again, that's talking about the close personal relationship. I used to look at the Flintstones and they talk about a bosom buddy and lifelong pal. Well, Jesus, it was God's intimate one. Love was shared. They were never separated. They were always together. This one was in the bosom of the Father, and he, the Word, has come to us to declare the Father. He's come to declare the love of the Father, the joy of the Father, the peace that the Father has for that one. The Word has come to declare him. Come on and give God some more praise. He has declared him. Go back to one. Jumping again. And the Word was God. The Word was God. The Word, same as his Father, infinite. Same as his Father, eternal. Same as his Father, almighty. Same as his Father, perfect. Same as his Father, omnipresent. Same as his Father, all-knowing. That one was in the beginning. That one has come to us. Come on and give God some praise. He was God. So in the beginning, before time and space, was the Word. And that Word was with God. So I brought personal relationship. And that word was God, the Almighty, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Healer, the one who keeps us, the one who blesses us. That one is the Word. Come on and give God some more praise. Second verse, that same one, that same word was in the beginning with God. Before the ages were set up, they were together. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they were together making plans for us because they loved us. They knew that man was going to mess up. And they made provisions for man. That's the Almighty God. That's the all-knowing God that knows the plan. He knows everything about you. Sometimes we get in trouble and we get in the situation and we think God has forgotten about us. We think God has left us. He don't left us. He's never left us. Just because you can't feel it with a shake and a shout, he's always there, and just when you need him most, he'll step into your situation and he'll turn the bad to good. He'll put you on top. You won't be on the bottom. You'll be in the front, not the back. Hallelujah, because he is the God of all. Hallelujah, he is our God. Come on and give him some praise. So the same was in the beginning with God the Father. Hallelujah. Practicing that love. Hallelujah. Woo. Come on and give God some more prayer. It's about to blow up here. Third verse. All things were made by him. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Now we talked about time and space, how God set that up. Now we're talking about the planets. God created the universe. God spoke and the universe came forth. Now, the scientists on TV, they'll say the Big Bang. Well, maybe God did use a Big Bang and put everything out of existence. You know, but the fact of the matter is, God is the one that put everything in order. See, the scientists want to say that this 1 in a billion chance just came into order and everything just started spinning right. No, it was a hand in this, the mighty hand of God. He's the one that ordered the galaxy. He's the one that put gravity in place so that we don't fly off into space. He's the one that's got the solar system rotating just right. Why? By his mighty power. All things came forth from his very being. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Go to Colossians with me right quick. Colossians, the first chapter. All things were made by him. All things were made by him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians, the first chapter. And I'm going to read the 16th verse. Starting with the 16th verse. It says, for by him were all things created. By the word that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. All things were created by him and for his purpose. His purpose is to give glory to God the Father. That's what our purpose is. Our Father is to give glory unto the Son. And the Godhead. Our job is to praise God. For by him were all things created. All things proceeded from his very being into existence. All things passed out of him. That's why all things know him as God. He was the, go up to 15. He says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Yes. So the scientists would ask you, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Here's the answer. He came first. Jesus came first, and he created the chicken. He created the animals. He created them first. He created them full grown, that they were ready to reproduce. He put the seed in the ground. Everything was after his image and after his, like, all things were reproducing according to his great power. He's the one that put the herbs in the ground. Which some guy was telling me about. Yeah, God created marijuana. Yeah, but it was for the eat. It wasn't a smoke. Hallelujah. He put it in the ground for herbs. He said all of these herbs are for man to eat. God's got a purpose for everything in it. We talk about cocaine. Cocaine is an excellent insect killer. It wasn't made to put in your vein. It wasn't made to put in your nose. But it was made to kill them pests that like to bite on you. Come on and give God some praise. Everything that God created has a purpose. Everything's got an intent. Why? Because of the word set it up. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And nothing without him, nothing came into existence. Nothing came into existence. By his great power, all things have come into existence. 17, Colossians 1 and 17. And he is before all things. He is in front of all creation. He is in front of all time and space. He is in front of all these things. And by him, all things consist. All things are held together. Once again, that's why we can walk upon this earth and don't worry about flying off. Yeah. Hallelujah. We got to take it. Now, he made it so man had to stay here.
Right.
Man can go to Mars all he wants to. He's got to take everything that God created for him here with him. Otherwise, he can't exist. God made man for the earth. You can go wherever you want to. You better have some of this earth water. You better have some of this earth food. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. That's how God, great God is. He set the border for man. So man exists here on this planet that he created for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Let me tell you something. Your life is held together by God. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how, you know, it might spin out of control sometimes. Remember, you belong to God. God has got you in the palm of his hand. And all you got to do is look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the word. Your help cometh from the word that made heaven and earth. He's the one that made the waters. He's the one that made everything. Your help comes from that one. If he can do all of that, he can solve your problem. He can get in the midst of it, and he can turn the bad to good. Come on and give God some more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go back to John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All things were made by him, and by without him was not anything made that was made. Fourth verse, John 1 and 4. In him was life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was Zoe life. Hallelujah. They can talk about trying to create things all they want to, man in his laboratory trying to mix this and mix that. All life comes from God because he is Zoe life. He's the fountain of life. He's the source of life. All life comes from him, from the life of God, all from the, I like to say it like this, from the macroscopic to the microscopic. Life comes forth from God. From the largest animal on this planet to the smallest, to the microbes, God has made all of this. He is the fountain of life, and that life was the light of men. That life was already pre-existing. It was already shining before we got here. Hallelujah. That life includes resurrection life. It's the life that saved me, and eternal life. That's the life I'm looking forward to. Even though, guess what? I got eternal life right now. Hallelujah. Because the life giver is in me. Therefore, everything that he is, everything that he has is contained in me right now. I don't have to wait to get to heaven. I don't have to get in the line of somebody prophesied to me. He said, I got it. In him is the life. And that life is the light of being. Come on and give God some more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jump to the ninth verse. Jump to the ninth verse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, that was the true light, or he was the true light. He was that very light that shines to every man that comes into the world. Meaning that God presents himself in some form or fashion to every human being. It don't matter if they're saved or not. He said, I am the God of all souls, of all flesh. That means whether they believe in God or not, whether they acknowledge God or not, he is their creator, and he is giving them an opportunity to be with
him.
Amen. Amen.
Now the choice is theirs.
Yes.
Jesus said, choose ye this day whom you gonna serve. Now, there's only two choices. Now, I know folks don't think, oh, he's talking about the first one is the devil. No, not the devil.
Amen.
I know saved folks ain't going to serve the devil. I'm talking about unsaved folks. They ain't talking about serving no devil. You either going to serve Jesus or you going to serve yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
what I want. God, I ain't got time for you today. Ain't about all that. Don't take all that. All that hooping high going to church.
Come on, Rev.
But yet we say we won't be blessed.
Yes.
Can't be blessed without the one, the blesser. The one who gives forth the blessing. And if you want the full blessing, because let me tell you something, the Bible says that he's not only does it rain on the just and the unjust, but it also the sunshine shines on the just and the unjust. So in other words, God's already showing that he's interested in blessing you. Now to get the full scope of the blessing, you got to turn from your way unto his way. And you got to choose Jesus. Yeah, you get a little blessing here and there, but the full blessing is to be with him when he come back. That's the blessing. So let me tell you something. If you're not with him when he come back, you are not blessed.
Amen.
That's the bottom line. You are not blessed. Okay. So that was the light that shines to every man that cometh into this world. The light of God. Showing that he loves you. Showing that he is put himself on the line for you, and that he has all of these blessings for you. That light shines to every man individually and personally. Everybody's had a personal encounter with God. God has showed you his power in some way, form, or fashion to let you know that there is a God and that he does love you and that he does care about you. Now, what you do with that encounter from that point on is up to you.
Amen.
Once again, it's a choice. God's not going to take you and put you in a hammer lock and slam you down on the ground and tell you, today's the day you're going to get saved. He don't do that. He leave it up to you. He said, I would, that's what we talking about, the homosexual. You know, on my job, you know, they talking about this diversity, and you got to present diversity. So I do. Choose. That's what I tell them. Choose. They can choose. Jesus said, I would that you would choose life.
Yeah.
But the choice is yours. And I don't argue with them over their choice. Because guess what? I got my choice. And my choice is the word. My choice is that eternal life. My choice is the peace. Let me tell you something. Last year at this time, Pastor was so gracious. I didn't have a car last year at this time. You know what? I got a piece of one this year. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hey, it needed tune up at any time. And it's got a lot of mileage on it. But I thank God for it, because last time I was catching the bus out to Mount Clemens, four buses just to get to work. Then I had to walk another mile just to get to the job site. Then I had to walk all day long on the job. And when I got off, then I had to walk that same mile back to the mall to catch those same four buses and then walk another 10 blocks home. Thank God for his blessings. They made me small, but they still God's blessings. Come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jump down to the fifth verse. I'm trying to hurry up so we can get out of here. Hallelujah. Fifth verse. And the light shineth in darkness.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the darkness comprehended it not. Here too, we're going to look at that word darkness. The light, the word shined in my dark place. Okay, I didn't understand it at work. Now that's not what it's talking about here. Go to Romans. Romans, first chapter. See, like I said, in the beginning, God created the light. And not only the natural light, he's also spiritual light.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no darkness.
Amen.
Okay. We're not talking about night. Now he created day and night so that the night was darkness. He's talking about that. That's a natural. There was no spiritual darkness till here. Pastor just said it the other week. We're gonna start at 21. It says because they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Who is he talking about? The first man and woman. And became vain in their imaginations.
and their foolish heart was darkened. In other words, the man knew God. He knew the light of God from the day of his creation. And then all of a sudden it says that they were no longer thankful to God. They no longer gave him glory as God, but they turned from the light to the dark. That's when the darkness was created. Now that same darkness, when he came, tried to overpower and overcome him. But it couldn't. It couldn't comprehend the word. It couldn't apprehend or lay hold on the word. And that's how we stay in the light. When we, as born again believers, as Christians, lay hold on the word and allow that word to operate in our lives, then we stay in the light. Once he's talking about his, they're foolish, they became vain in their imagination, they became empty in their reasoning. Why? Because the light of God has all the knowledge, it has all the wisdom, it has everything that you have need of to survive, not only in the church world, but in the secular world. God is a God of wisdom, and you can apply that wisdom. Why? Because he's the one who made all of these things. Therefore, he knows the best way for you to operate in these things. So the smart thing for me to do is not to go to the internet, but for me to go to this word so that I can get this word so that I can operate in whatever field that I have need to operate in. Why? Because he is the light, he is the knowledge, he is the wisdom, he's the substance of everything that I have need, and when I operate with him, I cannot fail. Come on and give God some more praise. Woo. So the light shined into that darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, let's go back to John 1 and 14. And the word was made flesh. The word became a man. The word became a human being and dwelt among us. It was a time when Jesus walked the earth, okay, in a human body and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. We beheld the manifestation of the life of God that was in him. As the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Now, it was important. Jesus was doing many things. He was declaring the Father unto his people because they had forgotten about him. They didn't know what the true God was. So he came to show them the true God. Because you had the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're with the religious order. And they had their things of make it up as they go along and all that kind of stuff. Make the rules up. Jesus came to explain all that God had laid out in the Old Testament. Yeah. So that his people might have an opportunity to know the true God. Also, what he was doing was setting up the pattern for the way we live now. He stripped off his immortality. Yeah, he stripped off his omnipotence.
Yes.
He stripped off all of that knowledge and came and dwelt as a man at that particular time and period. He limited himself to 2,000 years ago, that time over there in Egypt at that time. He limited himself to the knowledge that time. He didn't have any supernatural life. He depended upon God. That's why he was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. So that's the way that we're supposed to operate. Men and women baptized in the Holy Ghost, operating under the instruction of God. That's what he came to set forth when he came upon the earth. So that's what the purpose was. So that he, being the firstborn, might have many brothers. Many brothers. Don't make no difference what race you are, how big you are, how small you are. That he included you in the plan. That was the purpose of him coming down here in the beginning. Come on and give God some more praise. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And now for the close. We're going to close. Go to John 14th chapter. God has so many great things for his people. And, you know, a lot of them we don't know about. Some of them we still waiting on. And surprise, some of them are already here. Some are already here. We don't know about. John, the 14th chapter, we're going to start at the second verse. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you This was when he was yet alive with his disciples. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Go to Ephesians, first chapter. Everybody have a say amen.
Amen.
It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The place is already prepared, and guess what? We're already in it. We're already in the mansion. We're already in heavenly places because we're in the body. When you're in the body, you've got access to everything. You've got access to the Father. You've got access to the gifts. You've got access to the throne itself. Why? Because we're seated with him. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and we are in his body, each and every member. It don't matter what place you are in your body. What do you mean? It's just like the bottom of my foot. It's all connected to Tim. So it's one Tim. So wherever Tim goes, it goes. So wherever you are in the body, you are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According to that, he chose us before the foundation, before time and space. He chose you to be in the body. He chose you to be in heavenly places. Come on and give God a praise. What a mighty God we serve. The word came forth and he spoke all these things in his sacred. The word came forth and he set us up in heavenly places. The word come forth and we have all the blessing in Christ Jesus. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and give the Most High some praise. This is what our honored guest has done for us. Hallelujah. What he's done for us. Come on and give him some praise in this house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The life of God, the power of God, the presence of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, his very spirit, his very life. We have access to it because it is in us. He in us and we in him. Come on and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and give the Lord some more praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want everybody to take everybody by the hand. We want to come down front. Take your neighbor by the hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you, O Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. And God, we understand that you said in your word that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. Your word is still going forth. It's still changing lives. It's still saving us day by day, Lord God. Although we have that encounter of your saving grace in us, oh Lord God, but we still need to be cleansed by your word, Kobo Shaka. And God, I thank you for that word, God, for it is cleansing us right now, renewing our minds and strengthening us, oh Lord God, healing our bodies, doing things for us that we know not of, but yet it shall come to the manifestation where we can lift you up and glorify your name. God, I thank you for being our Father, that eternal God, that everlasting one. I lift thee up and I glorify your name, Lord God. Father, I thank you for being everything that we have need of, God. You said if we ask it in your name, believe it, it shall be done. God, we're asking you to set that table, oh Lord God, God, in the presence of our enemies today, Lord God, like never before, God. We lift you up and we glorify your name. We thank you for this day. It's the day that thou has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless every household, every member of every household, Lord God. Save them, oh Lord God. Lift them up, God, and bless them like never before. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.